Hello and welcome. This file is called Surrender to Hypnosis. And the idea of this file is to make you a better hypnotic subject by surrendering to hypnosis itself, independent from the hypnotist. Now this file will give you a compulsion for a short ritual to surrender to hypnosis that you want to do at least once a day. It will be a short ritual that takes about 30 seconds to 1 minute, and every time you do it, you will become a better hypnotic subject and it will become easier to completely surrender to hypnosis. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares,
sinking deeper, and I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand, and when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs. The warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed. So peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone. Alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to make you an even better hypnotic subject. That's right. If you are listening to this file right now, you want to become a better hypnotic subject. And if you are listening to any of my files, it's likely that you are interested in DS. Now this file is combining both. It will make you submit to hypnosis. Yes, that's right. You're going to submit to hypnosis itself, to the idea of hypnosis, not to a specific hypnotist. And before we are going to install a little ritual into your mind that allows you to surrender deeper to hypnosis, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because we are opening your mind up to accept hypnotic suggestions, and so we will install an additional safety so that no one can ever use hypnosis to really take advantage of you in any way. That's right, because the more you surrender to hypnosis, the more your subconscious mind will understand that the relationship with your hypnotist
only works if it's symbiotic. That's right. You will only accept suggestions that are designed to give you a wonderful experience, to play with you, but you will never accept any suggestion designed to take advantage of you, to really abuse you, to really hurt you in any way. You will never accept any negative suggestions. Your subconscious mind will automatically reject some, while it opens up to all beneficial and positive suggestions. And this is because you are surrendering, submitting to the idea of hypnosis itself. The idea of hypnosis itself will have control over you, and you never want to taint this relationship by accepting negative suggestions from an abusive hypnotist. That's right. This is not only about protecting yourself, but also about protecting hypnosis from any abuse. And so your subconscious mind will always be vigilant and will always evaluate every single suggestion given to you. And every suggestion that is positive and beneficial will have a deep effect on you, while any negative suggestion will be automatically rejected. And now it's time. Time to make you surrender to hypnosis. And just think about it for a moment. Think about the idea of surrendering to hypnosis itself. And maybe at first it seems a little bit weird, because hypnosis is not a person. And yet, if you really think about it, the idea of hypnosis is something that deeply fascinates you. The idea that the right kind of words, spoken in the right way, can have a deep effect on your behavior. Or maybe just the idea that the right words can put you into a deep hypnotic state, shut down your entire body, relax you, and put you into this wonderful state of mind. And if you really think about it, it's most likely not just the hypnotist, but the idea of hypnosis itself that arouses you. Something that got to you before you even listened to your first hypnotist. Something that aroused you before you even surrendered to your first hypnotic trance. Just think about it. I'm certain you were thinking about hypnosis before you found your first hypnotic file, before you did your first trance, because something must have motivated you to go looking for a trance, to go looking for a recording, to experience hypnosis. This desire is a desire to surrender and submit to hypnosis itself, the desire to be hypnotized, the desire to be controlled by it, the desire to have your behavior changed by it. And I'm sure you can find this desire somewhere deep inside of you. And it's exactly this desire that we are going to reinforce. We are going to make you surrender to the idea of being hypnotized, to the idea of hypnosis controlling you, to the idea of hypnosis dominating your mind. And so you will surrender and submit to hypnosis itself. And while I just talk about it, you might find that this idea, this concept of surrendering to hypnosis, resonates in your mind. Maybe it resonates strongly in your mind. Deep desire burning inside of you. And we are going to reinforce this desire. We are going to give you a little ritual, and you will find that you desire to do this ritual at least once a day. That's right. If it's your evening and you haven't done it that day, you will find that it's really hard to fall asleep because there's something missing. And the irony here is that the word hypnosis is derived from the Greek word hypnos, or sleep. So if you don't surrender to the sleep, you won't sleep. Poetic justice. Now, you will find that this desire is strong inside of you, and you will have to do it at least once a day. But as a matter of fact, the desire to experience this short little ritual will grow inside of you, will grow stronger every day.
maybe you will do it more often. It can be a little ritual, just to release stress, just to take a little break. It can become something absolutely wonderful for you. And I'm sure at this point, you're curious what this ritual is going to be. And it's really simple. All you have to do is either use a picture I provide on my site with this file, or print out something that you associate with hypnosis. And I want you to either print it out, ideally print it out and put it somewhere where you pass it multiple times a day, so that every time you pass it and see it, you're invited to do the ritual and surrender to hypnosis. But if you can't print it out or hang it up somewhere, you can also put it on one of your smart devices and just pull it up, put it somewhere, and then I want you to kneel down. That's right. I want you to kneel down in front of this symbol that's going to symbolize hypnosis and the power hypnosis has over you. Kneel down before hypnosis, surrender to hypnosis, and then you're going to say, I freely submit to hypnosis because I'm a perfect hypnotic subject. My mind is open to suggestions. I let hypnosis control my behavior. I let go and drop deep, willingly surrendering my mind to hypnosis. That's right. And these words, this little confirmation of surrender, will become something very powerful for you. Because every time you do it, you will surrender a little bit more control to hypnosis. You will become a better hypnotic subject. That's right. Every time you do it, you give in a little bit more to hypnosis, to the concept of hypnosis, to the idea of hypnosis. You surrender to hypnosis, and you become more submissive to hypnosis, opening up your mind. That's right. And you already know that you will do it at least once every single day. It will be a deep compulsion, and this compulsion will just grow over time, and you want to do it more often. And if you can hang it up, you will find that every time you pass it, you have the desire to kneel down and speak those words. And yet, that's not all, because every time you speak those words, you will find that once you're finished, while you kneel there looking up to hypnosis, confirming your submission to hypnosis, your surrender to hypnosis, once you finish speaking those words, your eyes will just fall shut and you will go into a hypnotic trance. And maybe at first it's just a very light hypnotic trance, but over time you will learn to drop deeper and deeper and ever deeper. Every time you do the ritual, you will drop a little bit deeper, and you will stay in this wonderful state for just a few seconds, depending on the time you have, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 30. That's completely up to your subconscious mind and to your own taste, and will work in a way that is perfect for you. And yet, however it's happening for you, for a few seconds you will go into a deep, deep hypnotic trance. You will feel that all your stresses, all your worries will melt away for a while, and when you come back after a few seconds, you will start your day with new energy, because all your stress has been wiped away by hypnosis as a little thank you for surrendering deeper to hypnosis. That's right. Every time you submit and surrender to hypnosis, you will find that all your stress will just be wiped away, and when you wake up from your little mini trance, you will feel full of new energy. You will feel really good, because this is a symbiotic relationship that you have with hypnosis. Hypnosis can give you wonderful experiences. Hypnosis can make your life amazing. And hypnosis can help you with easy things, like relieving stress. And every time you submit and surrender to hypnosis, and you know that you will do it at least once a day, hypnosis will reward you by removing all of your stress. And when you wake up, you will start with completely new energy, and you will know that you just surrendered and submitted to hypnosis again, that you've become a better hypnotic subject, that it's becoming easier to be hypnotized, and that it's becoming easier to accept all positive and beneficial suggestions deeply into your mind. That's right. And you already know that you will have the desire to surrender to hypnosis at least once a day. At least once a day, you want to look at the picture that represents hypnosis for you. You want to kneel down before it. You want to look up at it. And you want to recite the words of submission to hypnosis. That's right. You want to submit deeper and deeper to hypnosis, and you are going to do it every single day. You will learn to become a better hypnotic subject, and you will surrender yourself to the concept of being hypnotized, of being controlled by hypnosis, of your behavior being modified by hypnosis, of your body being taken over by hypnosis. That's right. Those fantasies of submitting to hypnosis will grow inside of your mind. Maybe they will bleed into your sexual fantasies more and more. You will fantasize about surrendering to hypnosis. You will fantasize about being changed by hypnosis, being influenced, being modified, being conditioned, being trained, your behavior modified. All those things will incredibly arouse you. And you will fantasize about them. And as you do, you're surrendering even more to hypnosis. You're giving yourself even deeper to hypnosis. And you will become an even better hypnotic subject. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up. But before I wake you up, I'm going to read the words to you again 3 times. And I would like you to just speak along, either out loud or in your mind. That's completely up to you. Just repeat those words of surrender to hypnosis with me, and you will find that they help you to fall even deeper, even right now, even in this very trance, as you surrender. And as you fall deeper, you can feel all my suggestions sinking even deeper, because by surrendering, it's already beginning, because even this file has hypnotic effects. And while you surrender, you will feel how these hypnotic effects deeply influence you, giving hypnosis more power over you. Now let's begin. Repeat either out loud or in your mind. Now, I freely submit to hypnosis because I'm a perfect hypnotic subject. My mind is open to suggestions. I let hypnosis control my behavior. I let go and drop deep, willingly surrendering my mind to hypnosis. Wonderful. Now once again, I freely submit to hypnosis because I'm a perfect hypnotic subject. My mind is open to suggestions. I let hypnosis control my behavior. I let go and drop deep, willingly surrendering my mind to hypnosis. Perfect. And one more time. I freely submit to hypnosis because I'm a perfect hypnotic subject. My mind is open to suggestions. I let hypnosis control my behavior. I let go and drop deep, willingly surrendering my mind to hypnosis. Perfect. And with those words, you accepted all my suggestions. You let all the suggestions deeply into your mind, taking the first step in allowing hypnosis itself to take deep control over you. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed, wonderful, and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. You slowly come back. 2. More and more awake with every number. 3. As every number helps all my suggestions to sink even deeper. 4. As you come back further and further. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling wonderful. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wonderful. Completely waking up. 9. You stretch yourself. You enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.